harpist Yolanda Condonassis playing the Passacaglia in G minor by Handel. Oh, I have so many things I want to tell you. I want to tell you I'm Cordelia Brown, and welcome to Classical Music on KPR. I want to tell you that the Passacaglia, that's a traditional ending that Bach and Handel would put, well, in this instance, at the end of a keyboard suite. And it was a dance. The keyboard suites would be different dances. And the Passacaglia, it's a term originally designating a Spanish street dance, although the earliest examples are Italian. And that is the piece that Johann Halvorsen made for violin and cello, sometimes violin and viola, combination of which will be featured in Musical Pairings for Spring by the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra. I wanted to tell you about this concert. It'll be at Old Mission United Methodist Church in Fairway, just off the plaza this Friday night, with a pre-concert talk at 7 and the concert at 8. And there'll be Mozart's wonderful piece for violin and viola and orchestra, the Sinfonia Concertante, with Tamamo Gibbs and Christine Grossman soloing, Haydn's Fire Symphony, and Coleridge Taylor Perkinson's Sinfonietta, number 1 for strings, a black composer. For tickets and information, go to Eventbrite or the KC Chamber Orchestra site. And I also want to tell you about something very important to do with KPR and Penguins. Helping to sponsor today's programming on KPR are longtime supporters Cecilia Mills and Philip Schroet, in honor of World Penguin Day, which is today. They hope you'll take a little time today to learn about penguin habits and habitats. After all, learning is what public radio is all about. Thank you to Cecilia and Philip for their generous support. Here's a piece from 1972, although it sounds like it could be from 1672. It ends with a question mark. Let's listen to Alfred Schnittke's Suite in the Old Style on KPR. Ending Without Resolve, from 1972, by Alfred Schnittke. That's called Suite in the Old Style. Mark Lubotsky was the violinist, with Rafe Gothoni at the piano. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local, we're 70. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Wheatfields and Yellow Sub, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's membership drive possible. And thank you for helping us to raise our $311,000 last week so we can keep doing what we're doing and bringing you news and jazz and folk music and classical music on Kansas Public Radio. Speaking of which, here's the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra for the Reformation, the Symphony No. 5 by Felix Mendelssohn on KPR. The Reformation Symphony of Felix Mendelssohn, Symphony No. 5, written in 1830 to celebrate then the 300th anniversary of the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. Felix Mendelssohn on KPR.
No. Start your weekdays with us.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition from NPR here on KPR with your host Tom Parkinson. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Topeka Zoo. The Topeka Zoo is presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest. Roar and Pour is a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring food, drinks, and live music. It's this Saturday at 6 p.m. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour. More music in just about 3 minutes right here on KPR. We'll hear Two Bits for Flute.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva.
Into his 90s. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from WETA, presenting the new history TV series, Iconic America, Our Symbols and Stories with David Rubenstein, airing tomorrow at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on PBS stations and streaming on the PBS app. Good morning, it's 10:04. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Two wonderful pieces by Henry Cowell, just simply called Two Bits for Flute and Piano. The first one named A Tuneful Bit, and the second one A Blarneying Bit. Carol Winsent's flutist with Samuel Sanders at the piano for Two Bits. Well, coming up just about 20 minutes, you got to stay tuned. It's a rarely heard recording of The Carnival of the Animals with Leonard Bernstein as the narrator. And it was from 1962, and he also asked seven young musicians to join him in the performance, and he talks about them, and it's very good. It's the best part is just knowing which animals are being portrayed, but it's interesting to hear him talk so encouragingly about these young musicians. Good morning. This is KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad we're listening to Tunes Together. Next, we'll hear Eugene Fodor, violinist, and then we'll hear a Creole ballad, La Savane, a concert paraphrase, the music of American New Orleans composer Louis Moreau Gottschalk. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio today comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's Eugene Fodor, violinist, doing well with that boastful theme we'll hear next in the introduction and Rondo Capriccioso. Listen, it's by Camille Saint-Saëns on KPR. The perfect violinist for that piece, Eugene Fodor, with Eric Leinsdorf's new Philharmonia Orchestra, the Opus 28 of Camille Saint-Saëns, the introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, very boastful tune in there. Next, a great piece by Louis Moreau Gottschalk, and then a backstage pass to Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic for more music of Camille Saint-Saëns, The Carnival of the Animals. We'll get a backstage look. Kansas Public Radio's Campaign for Excellence finished up Friday evening with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. Here's thanks to our listener members for all you do to support KPR. If you meant to make a pledge but didn't, you can still become a patron of KPR and give classical music on the radio a boost at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks again. Here's Cecile Licod, pianist, playing La Savane, or the Savannah, which can mean prairie. It's a Creole ballad by Gottschalk now on KPR. Creole ballad folk tune, maybe known by several names, but there Louis Moreau Gottschalk turned it into a concert paraphrase, a piano concert piece called La Savane, or The Savannah. Cecile Licod was the pianist. It's about 10:27 and a half. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. Here's a 1962 recording of one of the Young People's concerts that Leonard Bernstein would have with the New York Philharmonic now for the music of Camille Saint-Saëns.
My dear young friends,
Leonard Bernstein, not only a great conductor and composer, but a teacher, wasn't he? That was the April 7th, 1962, New York Philharmonic Young People's Concert. Here on KPR, getting kind of a backstage look and learning a lot about that piece, that production of Carnival of the Animals, Camille Saint-Saëns. Here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Boy, he really talked up Gary Carr, didn't he? And Gary Carr has had a good career as a string bass soloist. And that was a concert that featured the Bloch Concerto that Gary Carr soloed in. Carnegie Hall, 1962. Good morning. It's almost 11 o'clock in just a few minutes. Listen for The Voice of Bygone Days, an old Stephen Foster song from about 1850. And we'll hear a symphony by Aaron Copland you may not have heard before. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Jesse Thorne. You want some real, insightful conversations about where art comes from? Well, Bullseye has you covered, as long as you don't mind a little bit of ridiculousness.
Y'all was, like, really judging me, though.
They sniffed it out. They sniffed out that I was weird.
I was like, I don't know where I'm going to sit, just like in the movies.
Listen, learn, laugh. Bullseye for maximum fun and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Call 877-308-2408. That's about all there is to it. Just have the title. Or visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from you and from the University of Kansas. Transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Live from NPR News, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, a hiring platform committed to helping businesses of all sizes. Businesses can invite candidates to apply, then schedule and conduct interviews in one place. Indeed.com/NPR. Good morning. This is KPR. An old Stephen Foster song from about 1850, sung by Thomas Hampson, baritone, the voice of bygone days. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks for last week. We had a successful fund drive thanks to you. You can always contribute at kansaspublicradio.org. Next is more American music. It's what Aaron Copland called one of his proudest achievements, but one of his neglected children. It's his short symphony from the 1930s, also known as his Symphony No. 2. This was Aaron Copland after he had left his jazz phase and he wasn't yet using the folk materials that made his ballets so popular, but he was in an abstract phase. And musicians found this piece very hard to play, so it wasn't played a lot and still isn't performed or recorded too often, but it has a lot in it. Let's listen now to 1930s Aaron Copland, the Short Symphony, the Symphony No. 2. It's about 15 minutes long. This is MTT, Michael Tilson Thomas, with the San Francisco Symphony now on KPR. Early 1930s Aaron Copland, between his jazz and folk styles. That was his Short Symphony, or the Symphony No. 2, with Michael Tilson Thomas and the San Francisco Symphony here on KPR. Next, some Mozart variations, and then one of the Bach Brandenburgs here on KPR. And helping to sponsor today's programming on Kansas Public Radio are longtime supporters Cecilia Mills and Philip Schroet, in honor of World Penguin Day, which is today. They hope you will take a little time today to learn more about penguin habits and habitats. After all, learning is what public radio is all about. Thank you to Cecilia and Philip for their generous support of KPR and for spreading the word about World Penguin Day. Here's pianist Daniel Barenboim now on KPR, playing 12 variations in B-flat by Mozart on KPR. Daniel Barenboim playing Mozart on Kansas Public Radio, 12 variations in B-flat by Mozart. Next, one of the Bach Brandenburg Concertos. Good morning. Celebrating 70 years on the air. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, Kansas, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. The Campaign for Excellence, KPR Spring Membership Drive, finished up strong on Friday. We announced the number one classical piece picked by you, our listeners. It was George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. We raised almost $311,000, pledged by our listeners in support of classical music, news, jazz, and folk music on KPR. Thank you, everyone who made a pledge. Your support makes KPR programming possible. If you never got around to it, you can always donate online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR also comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Here's the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment for the first Brandenburg Concerto of Bach on KPR. The Bach Brandenburg Concerto No. 1, played by the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Is with us.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition from NPR here on KPR with your host, Tom Parkinson. It's 12 noon. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great rest of your day. Jeff Watson's in as usual with three more hours of classical music, right up until All Things Considered at 3. We're live, we're local, we're 70. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. That's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, 72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. You can learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.